The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
If you're a Harry Potter fan, you might remember a character that showed up somewhere, I don't remember which book, named Dolores Umbridge. And she was the headmaster, or headmistress, I guess. And her mode of operating was to create a rule every time there was a problem. And the rules would be nailed to a wall where they could clearly be seen by all. The problem, if you are a Harry Potter fan, is that there were so many rules that at one point the entire wall comes crashing down. There are simply too many rules. And she's not a very nice person. She insists on a certain way of living, but she doesn't really seem to have any interest in helping people become good persons, but rather people who follow rules. Now, I start with this analogy because we can fall into that same trap. People can look at us and say, as people of faith, well, you're all just about rules. Rules, rules, rules. There's a lot of them. But today, we are reminded very specifically and importantly that it's not the rule that's primary. I was once in my life an elementary school principal, and the entire school, not my idea, but one I kept, the entire school was run simply on two rules. All everybody had to remember was two rules. Respect yourself and others, and respect the property. And any time a kid would come for having done something, the first question was always, what rule are you here for? One, respect yourself and others, or two, respect the property. Because when you think about it, there's not a rule that can't be put somehow into one of those two categories. Jesus is trying to help people to understand that the way in which the scribes and the Pharisees have gone about religion is not helpful. We see at various moments where Jesus gets frustrated at the scribes and the Pharisees because the rule becomes far more important than the reason for following the rule. And so, for example, we have in the Gospel of John a concern that is not the following of ritual obligations to the letter. Or numerous times throughout the Gospel that Jesus appears to be healing, not appears, he is healing on the Sabbath, and he's taken to task for breaking the rule against work. And today, Jesus helps us to understand that the rules that we've been given are to lead to a fundamentally better relationship, firstly with God, and then secondly, by the way in which we treat others. And so that's why he's saying in the gospel today, you shall not kill. Well, most of us are not going around killing people. Thanks be to God. That's a good thing. But we do get angry. And that's kind of a part of the same spectrum. So Jesus says, it's not enough just to say, well, good. I haven't killed anybody lately. That's good. Good for me. Have I been respectful to the people with whom I live and work? The people that I know about, the people in society. Most of us I suspect, those of you who are married, most probably have not committed the sin of adultery. But all of us, at one time or another, have probably objectified another human being. Jesus says it's not enough to take the worst possible thing that we might do and say, good, I haven't done that. It begins rather with the small things that I need to pay careful attention to in terms of how I see other human beings. In a way, when we look at the gospel, there's also only two rules. Love God with everything that you have, and your neighbor as yourself. Everything comes down to those two rules. The problem is that not everybody sees the life of faith in the same way. That's what Paul is getting at. We only get a little snippet, but in the first chapter of the book, his letter to the Corinthians, his first letter to the Corinthians, which then carries over into what we got today, Paul is talking about wisdom. And he's contrasting a lot the wisdom of the world, the wisdom of the Greeks, the wisdom that says that in order to be accomplish something, you must be powerful, or you have to be born into the right family, or you have to be successful with lots of money, you have to have fame, you have to have fortune. It's those kinds of things. And Paul says, but let's contrast those who are called to serve the gospel. Let's look at those of you here in Corinth who have been called by God. None of you were of noble birth. You believe in a guy who died a most shameful public execution death. You're lowly, you're poor, you don't really have a lot of influence. Your religion works against you because it's against Roman law. None of you have the characteristics that the world would consider to be wise. St. Paul says you have this different kind of wisdom, the wisdom that comes from God, the wisdom that is about His Spirit, the wisdom that comes from the very depths of who God is. And that's really what your life should be about. Really, what everything in these readings is trying to draw our attention to and to align our life is that these ways of living are wonderful. They're good. Jesus is not casting out the commandments. He's not throwing them away. The book of Sirach says that the commandments can lead to wonderful ways of living. That's not the point that Jesus is trying to make to the Pharisees, that the answer is to get rid of all rules. The point he's making is that religious rules, apart from a profound, life-changing relationship with Jesus, run the risk of being ends in themselves. The rules, the way of life that God gives us, is not an end. It's a means to the end, which is this powerful relationship with Jesus. Because if you think about those people that you love and care about, you don't usually spend a lot of time articulating or writing the rules for your relationship. You don't generally sit down and say, here's what we're going to need to do. Don't do this, don't do that. You might talk about things that have to do with good living, but the reality is the way you live, the way you choose to interact, the way in which you decide to live your life is powered, driven, and comes out of the love that you have for the person you care about. And the same is true with God. The rules, the commandments, the way of life that Jesus calls us to have only becomes life-changing and salvific to the degree to which we enter into this relationship with Jesus. And so today, rather than hearing a lot of rules and their power, hear an invitation to a powerful relationship with Jesus. For in so doing, the rules will take care of themselves, and Jesus will save you.